Humboldt County has a mandate from the state of California to build 3,390 new housing units before the end of 2027 to alleviate the state's housing shortage. This mandate has sent the county and towns within it scrambling to identify possible building sites within their domains, the city of Eureka among them.
Eureka's sub-goal is 952 new units in that time period.
That's Kristen Kenyon, Eureka's Development Services Director, speaking to KMUD about the city's race to complete its housing mandate before the deadline, which is only 2.5 years away.
952 is also then divided up into different income levels. So, for instance, we have a goal of 402 above moderate housing units built. And we have, for our very low and low income, we have a goal of a total of 378.
KMUD reported on the progress of the low and very low income units a week ago. They include the housing being built by the Wiyot tribe, 3 link housing projects, and the upper floors of the regional transit hub Danco Construction is building on 3rd Street.
We also need market rate and above market rate housing. We have identified privately owned sites for those market rate units.
The state can punish cities and counties with fines if they don't meet their set deadline of delivering housing before the end of year 2027. In light of this, does Kenyon feel confident that Eureka will meet the deadline in 2.5 years?
No, no. So if we look at a goal of 952 new homes in 8 years, then we're striving for 119 homes every year, new homes every year. And right in the last 6 years, we've only been averaging 44 new homes a year. So we are not building housing at the pace we need to meet our overall regional housing needs allocation.
That's not such great news. Given that the city could stand to be fined up to $50,000 per month for each violation of the state mandate. However, it's not really for the lack of trying that Eureka is falling behind its goal. Like the cities of Elk Grove, Coronado, and Huntington Beach, who have flat out refused to comply with the mandate.
We comprehensively updated our zoning code in 2019, and we removed a lot of barriers to housing. And we really have seen a jump in the number of units being developed in the last 3 years.
A particular focus has been placed on changing the zoning code to allow for ADUs, or accessory dwelling units, to be built on existing single unit lots.
We're getting over 20 accessory dwelling units every year. So that's helping a lot. We're also working on a Eureka Builds It program where the city's going to finance affordable housing development on privately owned sites.
Eureka Builds It is a unique program conceived by the city's staff in which homeowners who are interested in building ADUs on their lots can access city resources and knowledge to get their ADUs built. This includes assistance with finding city-approved designers and contractors, and generally have the city's staff guide them through the building process. In some instances, financial assistance is also available, and the Eureka Builds It program has been approved for $600,000 in city funding, most of it derived from the American Rescue Plan Act, but also $100,000 per year allocation of income from short-term rental taxes. Additionally, Eureka is hoping for a matching $500,000 funding through the state's Local Housing Trust Fund. Within the city limits, Eureka has around 5,000 single-unit parcels that now, after a change in the zoning code, qualify for an ADU to be added. As Christine Kenyon points out, the demographics and family sizes have drastically changed since the bulk of homes in Eureka were built.
We have so many lots that have just one house on them, but have room for an accessory dwelling unit. It's a place where we have a lot of untapped potential to build more housing. Household makeup is steadily headed towards smaller household sizes. You know, it's like over 70% are 2 or less, no kids. And then out of that, like 30-something percent is just single-person households?
Roughly 25% of the Housing Trust Fund will be dedicated to low and very low income affordable housing, leaving 3/4 of it to go towards the income brackets above it. However, with a fund that is likely to start with somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million, there are only so many projects the city can support financially. Swan Ashbury, Eureka's economic development manager, says the city will likely start by financing 2 to 3 accessory dwelling units.
I think it's going to depend on the cost of their construction estimate. So I'm guessing an ADU will cost about $150,000, and that will probably baby step with doing 2 to 3 to begin with.
Here is Kristin Kenyon explaining what happens once the initial 2 to 3 units have been built.
We're hoping that they can refinance with the bank, we can get the money back, and then we can use it to help somebody, loan it to somebody else for another accessory dwelling unit.
While Eureka Builds It offers a way for the city to increase the number of housing units within the city limits, helping a handful of homeowners build ADUs on their lots will still leave the city far short of filling its state-mandated housing quota. The state has been taking a tough stance on cities who are not compliant. The above-mentioned cities of Elk Grove and Coronado have given in and agreed to build their share of affordable housing, while the Orange County city of Huntington Beach is locked in a protracted court battle with the state. Given this, is Kristin Kenyon concerned that a similar fate may await the city of Eureka?
Not necessarily. The state is really focused on you developing a plan with implementation measures for how to meet your regional housing needs allocation and following through with those implementation measures. So they have been following up with me, checking on us to make sure we've done all of our implementation measures. There are nuanced consequences to not meeting the RENA, but the more important part is showing your work, showing that you have adequate space, and working steadily towards that goal during your housing element.
The city of Arcata plans to launch a similar plan, and the county is keeping a watching brief on the progress. This is Sigurbjörn reporting for KMUT.